What is coming up on Thomas Street now? Is it still connected to 17th Avenue?
as far as I know, it was yesterday. We had a big story on Thomas Street this week, something that we've been working on for a couple of months, actually. It's a very comprehensive history of the history of contamination along Thomas Street because of the manufacturing activities there and the ongoing efforts of a citizen group to have their concerns be heard. The citizens group is specifically calling for the city to create a section on their website to house all of these documents, to give citizens easy access to the environmental records that relate to the project zones for the upcoming Thomas Street project and for project properties. And we have reached out to the city about that. Haven't gotten a clear reply as to whether or not they are going to consider doing that. This group, Citizens for a Clean Wausau, is really taking action here. We have not heard the last of the fight for environmental justice along Thomas Street and in this corridor, and I think we're going to be hearing a lot more in the coming weeks. Now they have put up an air pollution monitoring system. They're hoping to put up more of those. They are monitoring the air.
Could you tell us who they is? Is that the DNR, the city
of
Wausau?
The citizens group.
The citizens group.
The Citizens for a Clean Wausau. They have put up an air monitoring site that captures real-time data about air pollution from manufacturing in the area. They are also very tuned in to what's going on in the soil, and they're really fighting for a cleanup similar to what happened in Gainesville, Florida, where officials went in and they got some federal funding and they removed the toxic soil and they removed the danger.
I, without identifying the source, spoke about this when I was on the county board and we looked at Holz Krause Landfill. And we now know that some of the toxic material from Thomas Street.
Oh, for sure.
It went into that landfill.
Yep, we have documents, too, that show that is the case.
And I bring that up because a person on the board with, he said, 30 years of experience in pollution abatement, said that this should have been a Superfund.
Well, and this, I encourage you to read this story because this story talks about why this area was not a Superfund. Mm-hmm. We know why it wasn't a Superfund site, and it's unfortunate that it wasn't, because if it was a Superfund site, it would be eligible for a lot of federal money for cleanup. Right now, it's in state and local hands, and it's been kind of a hot potato for years, back and forth. Who's responsible for the cleanup? Who's going to pay for it? How toxic is it? There's a lot of data. And if you think that this is just some kind of, well, who cares, it happened a long time ago, there's still significant impacts today. Keep in mind, they're still extracting penta from the ground, and they're still monitoring what's going on in the Wisconsin River, the outfall data in August 2018 showed the highest spike of penta in years. So why is that? So I mean,
in the Wisconsin River.
Yes.
And
the outfall discharges into the west bank of the Wisconsin River. It's about a quarter mile downstream of the Thomas Street Bridge. So this is, you know, the toxic waste removal over the years, years ago, they thought it was a simple thing. SNE was burning 400 tons a month of this stuff. And then they were warned by the DNR to stop or they'd get fined up to $5,000 a day. And now we have documents that show they never stopped. They didn't stop for at least another 12 years. That kept going. So there's so much evidence that the widespread concern here is founded. But the question is, who is going to clean it up, and are these residents going to be taken seriously? They kind of feel like it's this David and Goliath kind of situation, but they're not going anywhere. the citizens group is not going anywhere. They are taking action. It's something that's going to have to be dealt with.
And I will throw one more issue onto the fire. The only reason that the Marathon County and the city of Wausau assumed responsibility for the Holz Krause landfill, now the East Bay Sports Complex, was with the hold harmless provision that neither the county nor the city would be responsible going forward.
Well, and I think there's some kind of restriction on that from when the property changed hands, at least for the Connor Forest Industries property.
And I have to look at that. I'm thinking of what's going to happen going forward when people want to buy some of these lots. The whole idea behind Dama Street is not only the vehicular safety concerns that have been raised, but also some of the rezoning. I wonder what's going to happen there. I guess we'll need to stay tuned.
Yes, we will.